Not even wrong, it's arbitrary. Welcome to the Daily Objective, day 155 of the war of Israel in Gaza. And today joining me is Razi. Hey Razi, how are you doing?
Hey Daniel, doing good. Setup is a bit different from usual, but yeah, this is one of the most important episodes we've done. It's based on an article from Tablet Magazine, which we will put in the description in the live chat. You should really read that article. We are just giving the podcast version of it, and you know, we've talked a lot throughout the beginning from day one. I think even before October 17th, when the Al Ahli Hospital blood libel happened. We've been talking about how Hamas lies about everything, and what you can know about the numbers with certainty is that they are false and that they are blown out of proportion. They are exaggerated, fabricated. And today we are actually going to show how it's done, how easy it is to see that it's bullshit, and what that means for those who repeat it and for those of us who you know, suffer the consequences.
So yeah, and what I meant at the start, it's not even wrong, it's arbitrary, is the, yeah, I would even fight the fact that they are exaggerating the numbers. They are straight up making it up, which I think is much worse than just exaggerating. As an example, I would put up like a past conflict, and the difference between past conflicts between Israel and Hamas is that in the past, there were at least some international observers that could at least somewhat hold them accountable. And what we found out, even in the past, Hamas or Gaza Health Ministry, which is run by Hamas, has been slightly exaggerating the numbers. But in this conflict, it really seems like they are straight up making it up, which is very important because a lot of people in the West are referring to those numbers, oftentimes not even saying it's from the Gaza Health Ministry, which is run by Hamas. So just a couple of things about the article that I should mention. So it's based on the data from October 26th until October 10th. It's based on the numbers that Gaza Health Ministry has gave us, basically. And the reason why it was done early in the war is the data is mainly based on the problems that come from basically the women and children reported. And since then, Gaza Health Ministry stopped reporting the percentages of women and children. So it's no longer even, we cannot even do this sort of thing anymore. Okay, do you want to go to the first graph or is there something you want to say first?
Yeah, let's go to the first graph. That first graph pretty much, you'll give us some of the details. I'm going to give some of my commentary, which is you look at this and you think, you know, they're laughing in the faces of the people who repeat this stuff and follow it with this first graph. It shows that really perfectly.
Yeah, maybe you'll have to give me a sec. Oh, here it goes. All right. So when we look at the first graph, something interesting you see is that basically, and for the people who are not watching, so the graph at the bottom, it says they reported, so it's showing the total numbers of casualties reporting by the Gaza Health Ministry. And what you see is very lineal, basically, it's going up, and I think even in the article, it says it goes up by about 270 people on average, plus minus like 15%. So what normally you would see is some sort of like big jumps. I think I looked up like numbers from Iraq war, and there are days when there's like 10 times more casualties than on some other days, or some days where there are no casualties. But we haven't seen anything like this in these numbers. It's all basically going up by the same amount pretty much all the time. What do you say, Razi?
Yeah, I mean, I'll go back to my main point, which is, you know, it makes you wonder the people who repeat stuff like this as as fact, what do they say to themselves? Do they say, well, Israel is committing genocide, it's being, systematic about it, it's increasing by the exact same number every day? I mean, there's no way to look at that graph and say, there something here isn't problematic data wise. And yeah, and that's just the beginning. As you mentioned, we're gonna look at the rest, and as we go on, the judgment of the West for looking at this as fact is gonna be more and more harsh.
Yeah, so obviously I have no education when it comes to these numbers, so I don't wanna come out as too much that I know what they would mean. But we both of us talked to someone who understands numbers better, and he even gave me some reasons why, let's say, these numbers would be like this. And the reason he brought up is for this sort of linear progression, it could mean slow reporting, but even then, you would see a lot of spikes, but it's consistently going up by the same amount. I even checked more recent numbers, and yeah, it's a much lesser number, but again, it goes up by pretty much same number, up and down. Yeah, like you said, 15%. And so when I mentioned there would be like big fights or big bombings where you would see some spikes. So I have, like, I think on October 27 there was the airstrike near Al Shifa Hospital and Indonesia Hospital. You don't see any spikes, and I think even when there were like airstrikes on some other hospital, you would even see lower numbers. So they are not even using these numbers for propaganda. They're just like, it's really hard to make sense of. Yeah, these numbers really seem disconnected from what's actually happening on the ground. Something I've even seen on the so-called Flower Massacre is the numbers on that day went up by an average that every day plus the specific number they reported that. So it's like nothing else happened, it's just the average and what happened there. Anything else to say, Razi, or should we go to the next graph?
I will say the person who helped us is Alejandro, a regular panelist on the reality show, and I believe this is a topic we're going to be talking about at some point this week, probably on the reality show as well. We'll hear more from him, and of course, we encourage people to read that article and look at the data yourself. Yeah, let's continue.
Okay, we'll go to the next one. My thing is keep like, oh, there it is. All right, so we have the second graph, and again, for people who are not watching, so on the bottom axis you have the daily women who died, and on the right, on the left axis, or the y-axis, you have the daily women who the daily men who die. And so normally what you would see is these two things should be somewhat correlated. Basically, on the days more men die, more women should die, because you shouldn't really see like a big changes in that. But what we actually see, and just to explain the numbers up here, so the R squared basically stands for, I'm trying to remember what exactly it's, oh wait, I think I have it in my notes. Let me just quickly check. Wait, which? I'm sorry, just give me a second.
Actually, while you take a second, if I can
Yeah.
just first of all thank Bonnie, thank you for your super chat, thank Jeff for the super chat,
Oh,
and I want to
yeah,
answer.
quickly. Sorry, we should have talked
Yeah.
about this graph first. That's why I was confused. But yeah, finish your thought and then we can.
Well, this actually relates to this graph, but Jesse in the chat says, I do wonder how many of the children, so-called children, if counted up to 18 years old, were combatants or combatants and not civilians. And yeah, this is something, Daniel, you and I talked about before. You checked it. They do count people up to 18. We were wondering if maybe it's 14. Of course, that difference is a big difference between the ages of 14 and 18. There are many, many combatants. So now, again, I've said certainly on many shows in the past that children are always innocent, even if they're shooting at you. But that doesn't mean that you don't actually defend yourself against them, and it doesn't mean that they don't count as combatants in this. But of course, Hamas wants the world to count them as children, and the world obliges.
All right, so before we go to the graphs between men and women, let's talk about daily women versus daily children who died. So again, on the x-axis we have the daily children who died, and on the y-axis we have the daily women who died. So, and now R2 stands for correlation, and basically what and this one shows is 0.017, which is basically zero. It's statistically insignificant. What it means is there is no correlation. So you see daily children that's going up, and the small points all over are the daily women on that specific day. And you see, yeah, basically no correlation. It's all over the point. What could explain this? Well, either women are completely separated from the children, there are basically no women where children are, that are living in different districts, or somehow the IDF rockets on one day kill children and on one day kill women. Like, this graph would makes no sense. You would basically see the more women die, the more children die. Unless you just have some number you want to achieve and just randomly distribute women and children among that number, which from what we've seen, it's basically Gaza Health Ministry wants the women and children dying be 70%, and that they randomly distribute it against to all categories. So what do you think, Ranzi?
Apollo Zeus said in the chat, lazy line. Well, it's not lazy. It's efficient. It's doing the minimum amount of work they have to achieve the goal of the lying in this case. It's lazy if people actually look into what you say and scrutinize it. But nobody until Tablet Magazine and now us talking about Tablet Magazine, nobody actually went in and scrutinized it to any extent. So what you get ultimately is they will give the details of whatever they are, and then the BBC will repeat the final number and maybe qualify it, as you said, sometimes with by the Hamas run Gaza Health Ministry. Others like Owen Jones will repeat it without saying that, and will then say, but the actual number is probably higher because there's people under the rubble. So Hamas is doing what they think they should do, we keep proving them right that they shouldn't do more.
Yeah, and it's also important to point out Hamas, or Gaza Health Ministry, doesn't make it very easy to like find all the numbers and find also like the fact that the children, what I mean is below 18, it was really hard to like find it. I had to like I basically had to find like different numbers and compare those, because that graph had like four that graph had children as defined under 14, but I saw the difference between the percentages, and it and I in most likely when they sell children they mean under 18, but they make it no easy to define, and they benefit from it. The less, the more things they hide, the more they can benefit from it. So should we move on to the next graph?
Let me quickly say, Hamilton Script says, Palestinian Authority estimates the 2023 population of Gaza as 2,260,000, 49.2% male and 50.8% female. Look, we're talking about Hamas because they're the ones running Gaza, but this is not something the Palestinian Authority didn't do, and I encourage people to look at in 2000, and I believe it was two Operation Magen. I don't remember how what it was called in English, but it was there was an incident in Jenin, in the refugee camp of Jenin,
Operation
and
Defensive Shield.
Defensive Shield. There was an operation in Jenin. It was reported as 500 people. They like that number. 500 people supposedly died. And then when you and Israel didn't do much to respond PR wise, and ultimately there was a report that I think it was the UN who reported it, went in and checked, came to the conclusion that 52 people died. I think it was 26 of them were terrorists, and 23 23 or 24 soldiers died. So this is nothing new and nothing unique to Hamas. This is how the Palestinians operate, and they operate that way because I know I'm being repetitive here, but because we in the West let them. We in the West listen to those numbers and use it, and of course, policy follows. It's not just their propagandists. It's not just Owen Jones. It is Biden. You know, this article mentions that Biden repeated one of their numbers at some point. Lloyd Austin, I think repeated it, but exaggerated as well, exaggerated it over Hamas numbers, right? The U.S. Secretary of Defense, and America follows. You know, would America be building a port in Gaza right now to bring in aid if they didn't basically follow the news that Hamas reports to them? And so again, let's continue and see who it is that we're getting this information from.
So we talked about how there is no correlation between daily children and daily women dying. Well, there is a graph that has a correlation, and that's daily men and daily women dying. Again, for those not for just listening, so we have a graph, daily women dying on x-axis, daily men dying on y-axis, and r squared is 0.835, which means one is basically perfect correlation. So 835 is a pretty good correlation, but r, small r, is minus 0.9. Minus means negative correlation. So the more men die, the less women die, and the other way around, which again doesn't make any sense. What you would see is if there are big fights, big heavy bombings, you would see both. Yeah, basically both women and men dying more or less. You wouldn't see this sort of change unless, and I think I had some explanation here. This could be true if men go hide in the bunkers, but and they force women to basically become human shields. This could actually explain that number. One interesting thing that we've also seen is, I don't think we have that number here, but basically, whenever we talked about how many men died, we are just implying that. Gaza Health Ministry is never publishing how many men died, they are just publishing how many women and children died. So what we've seen because of that is on some days, actually, negative 26 men died, which, unless Hamas can revive dead people, this shouldn't be possible. It could be a counting error, and I think it's okay to say that it might be a counting error, because we also see on some days zero men dying. The problem with this is when there on the days that there is a counting error, what you would see is basically all the other numbers just be average, no big difference. But on those days when zero or minus 26 men died, there's actually more women who died, which again makes no sense. If this is a counting error, it should be average. It shouldn't be higher. It's only higher if you are trying to make up for those numbers just again, so you have this sort of average you're going to go for every day. So what would you say, Razi?
Well, clearly you haven't heard of the posthumous gender reassignment. Anyway, this is not a joking matter, but yeah, I mean, yeah, like you said, you know, statistical errors happen. You know, Israel reported 1,400 dead on, well, reported towards the end of the week after October 7th that around 1,400 or over 1,400 had died. That number was later adjusted to 1,200. That was because bodies were counted that were later on Israel ended up realizing were of terrorists. How you adjust, you know, downwards when you've already counted the bodies, and then are they not bodies? Do you suddenly realize that they're dolls, like we have seen in some of those cases, or that they're not actually dead? Well, no, you in this case, we know they're lying in the first place.
So let me just quickly
And
show.
wait, just
Yeah.
can I very quickly, Jesse asks, who has the fundamental responsibility to assure the numbers? Is it the UN? I mean, so if you're repeating the numbers, you have that responsibility as an individual or as a news organization. If you're saying that these are the numbers, you need to know that this is a trustworthy source. Now, saying here is my source, which by implication, when they say Hamas run Gaza Health Ministry, by implication they're saying it's not a reliable source. Well, then why are you giving us the numbers? And in terms of the UN, as far as we know, the UN does use Hamas numbers as well, right? That is the question. This is why when we talk about the numbers, we don't talk about Hamas numbers, even though today's whole episode is about that. We don't talk about them, unless there's something other than the numbers that is relevant. Of course, it's not a relevant point in war anyway, but it is the top statistic used in the anti-Israel propaganda.
Yeah, so in the past, I believe UN has made some, like they basically counted their own casualties, or they made their own statistics. But yeah, because of how big this war is, the only thing we have is the only thing UN has is the Gaza Health Ministry, and they are using it as it's true. So this last graph, it pretty much relates to the last one. It's really hard to explain it for those who don't watch it, so make sure to go on YouTube and watch it. But basically what it says is, as I said, there were days when there are very few or even zero or negative men died statistically or reported. On those, and again, as I said, on those days, we have actually seen the highest numbers of women dying, which, as I said, makes no sense. You would see correlation between women and men dying, but not a negative one. Not unless you have a certain number you want to go for, and you're just adjusting them based on the specific day. So again, one thing you have to remember, it's really hard to make up fake numbers. One of my favorite things to use about is, I think it's like a professor who says to their students they should flip a coin. Like 50% of students should flip a coin and record the results, and other 50% should make up the numbers. And he can always tell who made the numbers and who actually did it, because statistically it's really hard to like fake statistics because of things like this, and when you do, it can be found. So anything before we go to my conclusions?
Well, I'm probably going to repeat myself as I already have, but yeah, it can be found and it is known. Again, when you hear about it, you're not hearing about it from the run-of-the-mill person in a protest who just joined because that's what everybody's doing, and yeah, it's a nice Saturday. Let's go out and block the street, and which of course are not people I am letting off the hook morally, but you hear about it. You hear about it from intellectuals, you hear about it from professors, you hear about it from media organizations that have a responsibility by their own by it's not a responsibility that I'm placing on them. They will tell you they have a responsibility to scrutinize everything. That's why they scrutinize supposedly what Israel says. But they don't scrutinize this. They don't mention, by the way, when they mention Hamas numbers, they never mention Israel's numbers on how many terrorists they've killed. So the last I heard, and I think this was over a week ago, that number was over 13,000, according to Israel. Over 13,000 terrorists have been killed in Gaza. So even compared to Hamas's numbers, that's over a third of people. And of course, we know Hamas's numbers are bullshit. And I think most of our audience knows this, and I hope you share this episode for those who don't. But yeah, we're faced with a campaign that is that even news media outlets are taking part in to tell us that which is not so, so that we agree to things that we should absolutely not agree to in terms of policy when it comes to this conflict.
Some thoughts at the end. So one thing, again, when it comes to exaggerated numbers, one thing to remember is Hamas blames all deaths on Israel. So even if they misfire their rockets, they blame it on Israel. If there are accidental explosions, they blame it on Israel. Even if they kill themselves among each other, they all blame it on Israel. So again, it's really hard to even like it's crazy to even see like I would believe they would like exaggerate m numbers. It's crazy that they would just straight up make it up with like no basis whatsoever. And how did they do it? From understanding of these numbers, it looks like this Gaza Health Ministry run by Hamas basically chose an arbitrary number to increase by daily. And have a slight variations to it, about 15%. They chose about 70% of those numbers are going to be women and children, which is also much higher than in previous conflicts. One more thing is that so on actual on one day on February 15th, they Hamas admitted to losing 6,000 of its fighters, which at that time stood for more than 20% of total numbers. With 70% being women and children and 20% being Hamas terrorists, either Israel is really good at not killing male civilians somehow, or literally every male in Gaza is a Hamas militant. It's one or the other. Unless, again, those numbers are not real.
Yeah, which is Hamas's answer to our question, are there innocent civilians in Gaza? Thank you, Hamilton Script, for your comments that first of all, we will look into that Washington Institute piece that you mentioned from January, how Hamas manipulates Gaza fatality numbers. We're gonna talk about this some more this week, throughout the week. And he also mentions the CNN article says no space left for bodies, says gravedigger who's overseen half of Gaza's burials, and there are some more quotes from there. This is a big part of how it's done. It's the numbers are just something that helps highlight the main point. If you watch, especially on television news channels, what you're shown is these sad stories of people who have lost people or who are dealing with a death. They make it sound worse and worse. They don't have anything in reality to back it up. They definitely, Peikoff's lecture, a picture is not an argument, applies here even to some motion pictures, which is what the news is becoming when it comes to this. Thank you. Thank you, Jesse, for gifting an Ayn Rand Center UK YouTube membership. Daniel.
Last point is basically that, the number of people die could be lower, could be same, could be higher. We have no idea, and Hamas doesn't have any idea either, because they don't care about reporting or finding out the actual numbers. They just come up with something to, basically use for propaganda. So that's why at the start I said, it's not even wrong, it's arbitrary.
Yeah, and we will continue to fight the fight against the arbitrary, although we are fighting the fight against the wrong, because what is wrong is what's morally wrong, which is to side with these people under any circumstances, but certainly to be such a willing part, willing clog in the machine of Palestinian propaganda. And there is no longer an excuse, not that there was before, to believe Hamas numbers. And you now know who you're dealing with, in case you didn't before. Thank you, Daniel, by the way, for doing the heavy lifting on this episode. And thank you, Alejandro, for the help. We both interrupted Alejandro's Saturday. It is for a good cause. I hope you find value in this episode. If you do, and you would like others to watch it, make sure you share, comment. That helps with the algorithm. And as mentioned, this is a topic that is coming back this week, and we will keep pushing, and we're not going to let the other side get away with not being called out on their lies.
Thank you, Razi. Thank you, everyone, and bye-bye.
Bye.